You really go back to the multi-century history of Iran, you realize the importance that Russia had in essentially the development of the Iranian oil field. You have to understand the world is breaking into two camps right now. It's a Russia-China BRICS camp. Iran is part of that due to their historical ties to Russia. And, you know, we had a great year for energy in 2022. Then in 2023, last year, it was horrible. The oil price was plummeting. And all of a sudden, surprise, surprise, you know, you had October 7th. And now energy was the best performing sector in the stock market for quarter one, except for comm services, which is basically like Meta. So it was up over 15%. So what that means is that when Russia needs money, they tell Iran caused trouble in the Middle East, the oil price goes up, Putin gets a little bump in the bank.
I love it that you just put it that way so simply, because I knew that you were going to go there. That is, thank you for that. This is why not paying attention to that today as the biggest headline we have, because it's a nothing burger again. Yep. And whenever I see nukes are loading, oh my gosh, I remember reading that last Christmas. Nukes were loading. Of course, it was Russia at the helm, but it's always, you know, enemy A, enemy B, enemy C are loading the nukes. Never loaded, just loading. And in the process, it's almost like the Arctic melting for 25 years. It's the slowest melt in history. It's bunk. It's anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show. There you go.
The Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. Uncle Milty's on. I'm on. And of course, we've got Mel Madison on too. And love this, because you got to hear the other side of this explanation too with the Iran headlines. We started the show off saying, you know what, these Iran headlines, bogus again. I will never forget covering North Korea for a decade, it seemed, and every single time they had to create fear, everybody would email me and they go, North Korea's fingers on the button. And I'm like, boy, it's on the button for a really long time there. And I pictured a stage and it was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and North Korea spinning along from stage right to stage left, saying, here I am as the big boogeyman fear. And they're doing it again with Iran. What is the other theory with Iran, Mel?
Yes. So we were talking about the connections of Iran to Russia and the manipulation of oil prices. And just two things I was going to add to what I said was number one, this is why I'm not worried that, you know, World War III is upon us, because I don't think that these people in power want that to happen right now. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they're not playing with fire with these things, and they're not God, and they can make mistakes, and bad things can definitely happen. So it's serious business what they're doing, but they're not directing us toward World War III. The other thing is that if we do see an escalation, let's say Iran steps it up with Hezbollah against Israel, and then what would Israel do? They could conceivably go in and bomb a few oil production facilities in Iran. Mm-hmm. And if they do that, what is that going to do to the oil price? And how much is that going to help out Putin? But not just Putin. It also serves the green tech industry, which we've been talking about. They're panicking about it right now. Yellen's going to China to talk to them about it. And when gas prices spike up, so do EV sales. And they're panicking. Nobody wants to buy their cars. They're rolling out new emission standards. They're going to China. And now they're jacking up oil prices with Iran saber rattling. And if they really want to spike EV sales, you know, next thing you know, Israel will be dropping bombs on a couple Iranian oil facilities.
Oh, and you know that's probably going to happen next. If you were going to say what was next, and then it drives up the EV, because the EV's got quite the backlash right now, and nobody wants them, and they've got a lot of bad press. Uncle Milty?
Well, I'm kind of looking forward to the higher prices when they make all the diesel trucks go away.
Oh, it's so sickening.
Exactly. They added those emission standards. Yep. So they not only did it for passenger cars. And here's the thing. You have to think about it. What out there in the world would China love to see? We just talked about they have excess EV capacity, excess batteries. What would Russia need to see? We know that their money comes from oil. What would the extreme left love to see? We know they're all invested in green tech and solar and electric vehicles. They would all love to see higher oil prices. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened last year in the spring? Oil got down to $63 a barrel. You know, it takes a few months to plan an operation like October 7th. Well, in October, it happens. Now we have oil. Oil is up today. It's at $85 a barrel. you know, up, that's almost $20. That's over $20 more than it was just in May. And Alpha 60%, that's doing a math in my head, that's a 33, 35% increase in oil. That's money to the bottom line of Russia. It helps the EV and the clean tech industry in China, and it helps the Al Gores of the world that are running all of their clean tech venture capital scams.
Yep. Amen, brother. Oh, my gosh. I love it, though, that you put that so simply, that this is honestly the way that they can gouge oil prices. And there's so many reasons to do that right now for them. And the green hill that they're ready to die on. They love the green hill and the money hill. Those are the two hills. So we always, everything, all roads lead back to those two hills, just like with the minimum wage thing too, right? Sure. So bringing that in.
Exactly. And we didn't even have to bring in the military industrial complex who loves it as well. I mean, October 7th, I mean, this was like, it's going to be a national holiday in the deep economic state. That was the greatest thing that ever happened. And all they had to do was kill a few thousand innocent Jews. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's getting off easy for them.
Amen. Uncle Milty, what do you think?
I was really excited to hear that our speaking of the military industrial complex, the new F-35 fighter is going to be able to carry a nuclear bomb now.
Oh my gosh. It's endless, isn't it? And going back, did you want to say anything more about this 20 minimum wage hike, $20?
The last thing, just because I teased it a little bit, and I want people to know that the research happens. And I think this is what's, you know, so amazing about your show, Kate, is like, you know, it's so easy to go onto the mainstream and they'll give you the headlines and the big, you know, bright, shiny object. And a lot of times you hear people talking, and none of this is surprising. We all know that there's stuff happening behind the scenes. We all knew that there was something rotten in Denmark with this $20 minimum wage. But it's important to do the homework and know what you're talking about, because otherwise you're like all those idiots on the left that run around talking about climate change, and they've never actually, you know, read a book by an independent scientist to see if it's really happening or not. They don't know. So what I found here, this was an executive summary from basically a long basically paper documenting this woman, April Verrett. She is the treasurer of this international union. So the number two person in charge, the person in charge of all of the money. She's the one who, along with treasurer, she was the president of SEIU Local 2015, which was a California healthcare worker unions, which is part of this larger service union that includes the fast food workers. So this is who went on strike against the leadership. They alleged, you know, abusive work, retaliation against whistleblowers. They have pictures of tweets. The second that her own workers struck against her, she went onto Twitter and posted all of their jobs open. So all like you see, like organizer one open, organizer
vengeful
two open.
Vengeful little thing. Jeez.
And then the other thing that they talk about is in 2019, she rehired this guy named Rickman Jackson, who was ordered to turn over $30,000 in money linked to a scandal during his last position as president of a Michigan local union. And he was the chief of staff there for a guy named Tyrone Freeman. Mm-hmm. Tyrone Freeman, who was sentenced to prison for mail fraud, embezzlement, theft of labor assets, false statements, and tax fraud. So you have this woman, and the leader of this entire union is getting set to retire, and this April Verrett could be taking over. And you have these connections with people she'd hired that are basically going in there and ripping off the union members and the union itself.
Oh, my gosh. Uncle Milty.
The nice thing, though, that, I mean, there's always a bright side. These people always eat their own.
That is the truth. No, you know what? You're right about that. And they always show who they are. They always tell you who they are, so believe them, as my grandmother used to say. Yep. They show you who they are. And also, yes, they end up they end up insane. Look at Nancy Pelosi and Sievers and Chavez. I mean, they're mentally ill at the end of the day. Nancy is too. And so they show who they are. The crazy just begats crazy. If you want to go to scripture, it begats the insane. And they are. We had mental illness Easter. I mean, come on. This is getting out of control here. I don't know. Any parting words, Mel?
Well, I think at the end of the day, that's what part of this is. Like when we lived in tribes, you could tell from the time someone was 12 who was the psychopath.
Yep.
And you didn't let that you let that person go on war parties and hunt with you, but you didn't let them babysit your children. In modern society, We don't get to see who the psychopaths are.
You're right.
They're the 3 to 10% of the human population that's running all these organizations, because they're the ones that are crazy enough and psychopathic enough and power hungry enough and control hungry.
Now we have the tribe. Now we have the tribe telling them that they're perfectly normal and that you must tell them they're perfectly normal. The tribe would have never done that in the past. Mel Madison, the book is Quaz. Thank you, Mel. Uncle Milty, great show. And a big thank you to Philip Patrick. Birchgold.com for articles, amazing articles today. You should check out. Of course, be faithful, be fearless. We'll see you here tomorrow.